I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Thursday, March 5th. A generator caught fire at the construction site of a new apartment complex at the North Quincy MBTA station this morning. Quincy firefighters responded just before 9 a.m. and quickly doused the blaze. There were no injuries reported. Construction is underway there on a new parking garage and large apartment complex in the station's parking lot. Sports legends, including Big Papi David Ortiz, Drew Brees of the New Orleans Saints, and Bruins great Johnny Busick were among the stars who participated in the 7th annual Saving by Shaving fundraiser at Granite Telecommunications in North Quincy today. Governor Baker and other elected officials and business leaders also participated in the event to raise funds for Boston Children's Hospital. Since it was founded, Saving by Shaving has raised over $28 million for charitable organizations. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch is in Ireland and did not participate in this year's event, although he said he would be making a donation. Some feel that fifth graders should not be attending middle school in Quincy. The Quincy School Committee is reviewing a suggestion that fifth graders at Point Webster and Southwest Middle Schools go to an elementary school. Fifth graders do have their own entrance at the new Southwest Middle School. Mayor Thomas Koch says he doesn't think there is a problem with the current grade configuration. Almost every Quincy firefighter is being trained on the department's new $1.5 million tiller ladder truck. Acting Chief Joe Jackson says he expects to put the new truck into service at the Wollaston station in April and says it will respond to almost every emergency call in the city. The truck is designed to be extremely maneuverable in tight spaces and small streets. It will replace the over 20-year-old Ladder 2 at the Wollaston station, and a new Engine 2 will be going into service soon at the North Quincy station. 17-year-old Quincy High School vocational engineering student Jose Betancourt won top honors in a competition for Best Science Project. Betancourt developed a specialized circuit board and created a smartphone app to help people with vision impairment. Betancourt plans on attending Yale University and serving in the U.S. Marine Corps. Tonight is College Planning Night at Quincy High School. The Guidance Department is sponsoring the College Information Night tonight from 6:30 to 8 in the auditorium at Quincy High School. Admissions representatives will address the college admissions process. Juniors and their families are strongly encouraged to attend, and freshmen and sophomores and their families are welcome to attend. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV News Update for Thursday, March 5th.